Welcome to the Bluffton Presbyterian Church podcast. For more information, visit us at bluffdenpc.org.
I got the right switch. Good. Every so often, trying to find switches in your pockets just doesn't work. Now, there is something important to talk about with Good Friday. And that is, it is a somber affair. Now, there's a difference between a somber affair and a morose affair, right? Somber is something we take very seriously, something we want to engage in. But that doesn't mean that the rest of our nature goes out the window. We are still a family. We are still friends. We will still joke with one another and uphold one another. So while we are observing a somber event, I still encourage you to have fellowship with each other, both at the end of service and with refreshments afterwards. Another item is we are having an interactive service tonight. And as an interactive service, you will get out of it what you put into it. Actually, now that I think about it, that's the same with almost any service. But, for example, when we talk about rocks, don't worry, it'll make more sense about half an hour. And if we talk about rocks and you go, rock, great, next. Are you going to get much out of it? No. So when something's passed to you or we talk about something, be willing to hold it. Maybe sniff it. If you feel so inclined, lick it. Maybe not the thorns. But again, engage. Imagine what the smells, the feelings, the textures of Good Friday are. Let us worship together in the Spirit of Christ.
Our service tonight is a service of the sights, sounds, and smells of Good Friday.
It is a series of readings, responses, reflection, and song designed to help us enter more deeply into the meaning of Good Friday, who God is, and how God creates hope and new life.
It is based around the account from the Gospel according to John. You are encouraged to follow the readings by opening your Bibles to John chapter 18.
Let us pray. We ask the Holy Spirit to gather us together here, to focus on Jesus, to hear and to learn how he remained committed to his Father's will, so that we may have a new life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you.
Also with you.
I encourage you to take a few moments, reach out and share the message of peace with those around you, reminding each other that we are in this together as one family.
Before Jesus walked the earth as a human, through his prophets, God revealed to the world how he would give us a future and how we would be saved.
Let us listen to what I'm part of this prophecy and as found in the book of the prophet Isaiah.
Isaiah 53. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. After he had suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils among the strong. Because he has poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Let us stand together and sing.
Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples.
Olive trees in ancient times were a sign of peace. As the olive branches are passed around, think and pray about how Jesus is always leading us, as individuals, into a group of people that are focused on him and his ways, and his approach to peace.
Think and pray upon peace. Please pass as you are able. I'm going to take a quick second in the silence and encourage maybe a few of our people in the back, since we're going to have a lot of passing, to maybe come forward a little bit. It'll make it a lot easier to pass. So if you're in the last two or three rows, please follow along your bulletin. Loving God, thank you for leading us as individuals and a group of people focused on you and your ways.
Forgive us when we have strayed from you and have not met regularly with other Christians. Help us to trust in you always. Don't give up on us. Continue leading us into your family and your kingdom.
Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples.
So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers, some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons.
In the account of Jesus' betrayal in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear that Judas betrayed Jesus so that he could gain 30 pieces of silver. As the coins are passed around, let us think about how we too can deny Jesus and others so that we can satisfy ourselves. Wait a moment, wait. Let us contemplate how we can search after these small things instead of the kingdom of God. Whenever you're done with that item, just put it in the back pew. Please follow along in your bulletin. O God, help us to consider how we betray you and others by living lives where we think of ourselves first.
Show us how we have betrayed you and others. Forgive us for hurting you and others due to our acts of betrayal. Help us to remain loyal to you and others in all situations.
For the rest of the hymns until the closing, we will remain seated. Please turn to page 95. Join together and sing the first verse only.
Thank you.
Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?"
"Jesus of Nazareth," they replied.
"I am he," Jesus said, and Judas the traitor was standing there with them.
When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground.
Again, he asked them, "Who is it you want?"
"Jesus of Nazareth," they said.
Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go."
This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me."
Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the highest priest's servant, cutting off his right ear.
Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?"
Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of the high priest.
In Jesus surrendering himself to the soldiers, he saved others. What could have become a bloodbath, he allowed to be a simple gesture. A white flag is usually seen as a sign of surrendering, of giving up. As the white cloth is passed around, think about what you have received as a result of God surrendering himself for us. Please follow along in your bulletin. Gracious God, your Son is so special that he gave himself up to the soldiers so the disciples and us could be saved from harm.
And another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard, but Peter had to wait outside at the door.
The other disciples, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the servant girl on duty there, and brought Peter in.
"You aren't one of this man's disciples, too, are you?" she asked Peter.
He replied, "I am not."
It was cold, and the servants and officials stood around a fire they had made to keep warm. Peter also was standing with them, warming himself.
So they asked him, "You aren't one of his disciples too, are you?"
He denied it, saying, "I am not."
One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the garden?"
Again, Peter did it. Peter denied it. And at that moment, a rooster began to crow.
You have to feel for Peter.
despite being one of the closest people to Jesus. Peter denied knowing Jesus not once, but three times. Peter's denial of Jesus came through his silence and his actions, and by saying that he was not one of the disciples. Think about how you might have pretended that you are not a Christian by your silence, by your actions, or by what you have said. On this occasion, nothing is being passed around, because when we deny Jesus, we are keeping God's love and mercy from others. Let us ponder on how we keep silent when we should speak. Please follow along. God, help us consider how we deny you, how we seek to live as people belonging to this world rather than you.
Forgive us for those times we have denied knowing you. Give us strength to bring your love and good news.
Meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. "I have spoken openly to the world," Jesus replied. "I always taught in synagogues or at the temple, where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who have heard me. Surely they know what I said."
When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby slapped him in the face. "Is this the way you answer the high priest?" he demanded.
"If I said something wrong," Jesus replied, "testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to the Caiaphas, the high priest.
Early in his ministry, Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the light. Unfortunately, the officials could not see the truth that was right in front of them. As the Bible passes your hands, reflect on God's gift of truth that we can access every day through the Scriptures. So many years, believers could not afford their own Bibles because they're so expensive. And then ours collect dust. Please follow along. God, thank you that you are truth and for giving us the truth in the scriptures.
Forgive us for not relying on your truth. Help us to regularly open your pages of scripture and study your words so you can reveal the truth to us.
Then the Jewish leader took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. Pilate came out and asked them, "What charges are you bringing against this man?"
"If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you."
Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
"Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?"
"Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people handed you over to me. What is it you have done?"
Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest. But now my kingdom is from another place."
"You are a king then," said Pilate.
Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on this side of truth listens to me."
"What is truth?" retorted Pilate.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. Soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head.
They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they slapped him in the face.
Despite his innocence, Jesus is punished and suffers. He didn't suffer for himself, but for us. As the thorns are passed around, think about how Jesus suffered for us. Friends, please do be careful. If you have little ones with you, help them. They are thorns. Please follow along in your bulletin.
Jesus, thank you for suffering for us.
It is our desire to be our own boss and do our own thing. That meant that we had no hope of heaven without your suffering. We cannot thank you enough for what you have done and are doing for us.
Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "He is the man."
As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!"
But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him."
The widow assessed we have a law, and according to that law must die because he claimed to be the Son of God.
When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus, but Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?"
Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin."
From then on, Pilate twice he set Jesus free, but the leaders kept shouting,
"Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!"
"Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked.
We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered.
Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus.
Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull. There they crucified him, and with two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle.
It's true, Jesus was a king, but he was crowned in an unexpected way. His throne was the cross. Reflect on how, as our king, Jesus took the punishment we deserve, as we feel the nails, and imagine them for ourselves. We've all done this before. We know what Good Friday means. We know crucifixion is not a quick or a humane way to execute somebody. Please follow along in your bulletin. Oh God, thank you for paying the price for our sins.
Forgive us for not always acknowledging you as our King. Thank you for what you have done and what you have done to give us access to heaven.
Prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many people read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek.
The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews."
Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom.
"Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's roll dice to see who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said,
"They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did.
Jesus was stripped, and the soldiers divided his clothes among themselves. As the church is stripped, remember how Jesus was stripped for you. Please follow. God, our sinful desires caused you to be stripped naked.
Forgive us. Take from us all that hinders our relationship with you and others, and replace it with your clothes of righteousness.
Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her to his home.
Friends, this is remarkable. For even while hanging on the cross, Jesus was still thinking of others and helping them to become a family. As you have heard, I call you time and time again a family for this reason. You have also been given the opportunity to become part of this family through the waters of baptism, where God says that you are now my child and part of my family. What grace there is in knowing that no matter what I did, there's a place for me in the family. Please follow. God, thank you for welcoming us into your family through the waters of baptism.
Forgive us when we have failed to honor our baptismal promises, when we have strayed from your family, and we are thankful that you have honored yours. Help us grow together as your family.
Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty."
A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished."
All of that He bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Jesus says he is thirsty. And the soldiers respond by giving him wine vinegar, a cheap drink. As the sponge is passed around, reflect on what we give Jesus. Is it cheap or something more? Please follow along. God, you have given so much to us and for us.
Forgive us when we have been conscious and not generous with everything you have given us. Help us to be generous and faithful followers as we live our life of loving you.
The day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down.
The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus, they found he was already dead. They did not break his legs.
Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken.
And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced.
In being pierced, Jesus is replacing once and for all the sacrificial lamb. He foretold this on the night he was betrayed, when he instituted the sacrament of communion. This meal was given to the disciples, the people who followed him. None of them were perfect, yet they were all loved by Jesus.
Thank you.
Friends, we will not be receiving the Lord's Supper this evening, but rather hearing together the words of institution to remind us of their place in the overall ministry and the sacrifice of Christ. Remember, this was given right before he was arrested. On the night before he was betrayed, the Son of Man sat down with his friends and his students. And after they had dined, he took a piece of bread. He blessed it and broke it, and gave it to them and saying, "This is my body given for you. Whenever you do this, remember me." In the same way, he took a cup, and after he thanked God, he shared it with them. And he said, "This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Friends, we hear time and time again that these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Remember why these are the gifts they are. God, thank you for the gift of your very self, the bread of life and the cup of life.
Jesus, we are sorry that you have had to die for us. We thank you for what you have done for us. Help us always to appreciate this.
Let us stand together and sing. Thank you. You may be seated.
Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus.
Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid.
Jesus' body has now been wrapped up and placed in the tomb. In the account of Jesus' burial from Matthew, we hear that a great rock is placed to seal the entrance. Now we know that this is not the end of the story. However, many people probably thought that Jesus was wrapped up and out of sight, and this would be the last they ever heard of him. As the rock is passed around, you may wish to reflect on how at times we lock up Jesus, put him out of sight. You may also wish to pray for those who think that Jesus' death is the end of the story. Please follow along in your bulletin. God, we know that your death has a purpose.
And we also know that it is not the end, but the start of something special for us. Help us now have Jesus wrapped up in our sight, but to die to share him.
Let us pray. Lord God, you have given us everything. You have not held anything back, not even your only begotten Son.
With humble hearts, we thank you.
In new hope, we offer to you and for the work of salvation all that you have given us, including
every minute of the day. All our gifts and ourselves completely.
Be pleased, O God, in the name of Jesus, to accept all that we have to offer at this time. Look upon the intentions of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let's turn in our sing the faith to number 2108. Stand together and sing. Friends, we purposely ended on a high note, even after some songs of lament, because this is ultimately a happy day, even though it is a somber one. For this is the day that makes Easter possible. And while we look at our own parts of this story, and we look at maybe what we might have done if we were in those places, this is not a time to get mired into the muck, or to push ourselves down, or to get negative. This is a time to look and to try and do better. To say, yes, Lord, I see myself in the story. I am going to try now this next year to be a better disciple of yours. Friends, like I said, we have fellowship afterwards, during which I hope you will at least come and thank my readers for all their time. They had school off today, and they still came here. Not only that, but I have 60 cookies, and I do not need to eat 60 cookies. With fellowship in mind, go now in peace. Know that you are loved. And you are children of God. Go with Christ's blessing. Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Bluffton Presbyterian Church in Bluffton, Ohio. For more information, visit us at blufftonpc.org. Have a blessed week.